Republicans lay out how they would handle the economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Bill Radke. There is a little more than a month before the midterm elections, and today the Republicans plan to issue a pledge to America, an agenda they say they would put in place if they get control of the House of Representatives in November. Marketplace's Elisa Roth joins us live from the New York Bureau to talk about the pledge. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
What's in this pledge?
Well, all kinds of things. The Republicans say they'd make Bush-era tax cuts permanent. They'd repeal the new health care law. They'd cap discretionary federal spending. They'd end government control of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They'd cancel whatever's left of the economic stimulus program. The list goes on. But at this point, it's only that. It's a list. There are no details about how they'd actually implement these policies. And of course, even if the Republicans did get control of the House and propose these policies, President Obama could always veto them.
Right. So what is the point, Elisa?
The Republicans say it's a way to show that the party has real, concrete goals, that it's ready to lead. They also say that in a lot of cases, they've already drafted legislation to address these goals. It's also a way to counter the point that's being made by a lot of Democrats, including the president, that the Republicans just want to go back to the Bush administration's policies.
Marketplace's Elisa Roth in New York. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Today, businesses will call for improvements to the nation's transportation network. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce will unveil its first ever Transportation Performance Index to highlight what it calls the urgent need to rebuild infrastructure. Marketplace's John Dimsdale has that from Washington.
Dilapidated highways, corroding rail lines, and neglected seaports are raising the cost of delivering goods and services. And that's slowing down the recovery, says the Chamber of Commerce. How bad are conditions?
Clear indication of going down, getting worse over the last 5 to 6 years.
Sue McNeil at the University of Delaware worked with the chamber to come up with the Transportation Performance Index. She says the index shows businesses are suffering the consequences of disintegration.
Rather than working in the infrastructure, they work around it. Companies do off-peak delivery. They worry about damage to the vehicles, so they think about how they make their vehicles more robust.
McNeil says a 10-point improvement in the new transportation index would generate 3% more growth in the nation's gross domestic product. How much would that cost? That's the next research project, she says. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And our next project is to do the numbers. The Dow Industrials slipped a little yesterday, and Europe is down 1% or so this morning. The biggest markets in Asia are closed today for holidays. Gold hit a record $1,298 overnight. Gold has been drifting higher ever since the Federal Reserve indicated this week it's going to leave interest rates way low, and it might be open to printing more money to stimulate the economy. That news sent the dollar lower, and big investment funds snapped up gold as a safe haven. So yesterday, the S&P 500 was off 0.5%, NASDAQ down 0.6%, and the Dow Industrials lost 21 points, about 0.2%. The close was 10,739. That tall Frappuccino from Starbucks could soon cost a little more. You know, raw coffee prices have been rising, as we've been telling you, and now the world's biggest coffee chain says it's going to raise prices as well. Starbucks says the increases will be focused on big and labor-intensive drinks. Most of its basic coffee drink prices will stay the same.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. By the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. And by MassMutual, with financial professionals nationwide who are trained to serve the unique financial needs of their clients at massmutual.com.
We were talking a moment ago about the Republicans' pledge to America. You know, politicians have been fighting about what to do with the Bush-era tax cuts. Well, President Obama's recently departed budget director, Peter Orszag, told CNN last week that letting all the tax cuts expire this year would bring the U.S. within striking distance of balancing the budget. And that got the attention of Marketplace's economics editor, Chris Farrell. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bill.
Letting taxes rise would seriously whack the deficit. What does that tell you?
You know, it tells me that a lot of conservatives who want the tax cuts left alone, well, they may not be that serious about really cutting the deficit. But here's a more important point, because I don't want to go on a cynical take. You know, I thought, and a lot of the commentary has been that, boy, this budget deficit is intractable. This is going to take years to solve. It's going to be difficult politics. But then there's this real simple, swift way to essentially balance the budget. Let taxes rise.
Well, Chris, to make the conservative argument, isn't it that you want to starve the beast? You keep taxes down and you force politicians to find ways to cut spending?
There was a supply-sider, Bruce Bartlett. He was in the Reagan Treasury. He's now a conservative commentator. And he has called that idea of starve the beast the most pernicious fiscal doctrine in history. You know, what it became is a justification for cutting taxes.
And what about the argument that now is not the time to raise taxes? That would take money out of consumers' hands and strangle this little economy.
All right, you're right. But I have a solution. Every member of Congress that has proclaimed that the U.S. could be the next Greece because of the deficit pledged to extend the tax cuts one more year. Then if you want to talk about tax reform, entitlement reform, that's fine. Go ahead. Don't do it. But let's show the world that we're serious about fiscal sanity. And we figured out how to do it simply, quickly. Oh, by the way, Bill.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. But it's a good litmus test.
Sanity that won't happen. That's Marketplace's economics editor, Chris Farrell.
Maybe that's a good definition of economics.
And finally, the annual Forbes list of the richest Americans is out. And predictably, Bill Gates sits on top. What might surprise you is the debut appearance of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. He's richer than Steve Jobs. As if to justify that, the Wall Street Journal says Zuckerberg will give $100 million to the Newark public school system, which he'll announce this week on Oprah. You get a library. You get a library. You get a library. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.